Round one of the NFL draft is in the books, and Will and Jarvis have all the details on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And a pleasant good evening to you and yours, and welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's coverage of the NFL Draft 2020, the virtual edition, almost in the books, 23 picks in, and a couple more to go. The Falcons pick is in, and we have plenty of reaction for you here tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Will Polonchek, Willie P. in the building alongside Jarvis Davis from the Mobile Kia Studios, and our NFL draft coverage continuing to be brought to you by the folks at Twin Peaks, your home for the 2020 NFL season. And as we look at this pick in a vacuum, guys, I want to at least put this into perspective when you think about what the Falcons did today. Number one, they filled the need. Number two, they got a guy of local import who you can be very easily sellable to this fan base. But when you obviously look at the other things in this draft, Jarvis, the real issue for me is whether or not you have the ability to look at this for what the Falcons got as opposed to what they didn't get. And I think that's the part of it that people are looking at and saying, oh my goodness, that's a particular situation where you look at that and you say the Falcons and their brass kind of have some explaining to do, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because when you think about all of the talk of, you know, having somebody next to Grady Jarrett, having somebody that can push that pocket up the middle, all of those things added up to a guy like Javon Kinlaw. And when you have him available two picks before you actually pick, it's like, okay, did they really want him? That's what I'm starting to question. I'm starting to think like, okay, did the Falcons really want him, or did everybody on the outside looking in just saying, okay, the Falcons need Kinlaw, the Falcons want to get Kinlaw? But once again, the Falcons did it to us again. Everybody was all hot and heavy on the guy, and it looks like they were about to get him, because I said that if Kinlaw falls outside of the top 10, you go up there and get him, because I think him paired with Grady Jarrett would have been a great pairing. But obviously, the Falcons feel a need with A.J. Terrell. He's a guy that has that size, just like Dan Quinn likes. And we shall see if this is going to be a good pick. We're going to take a look back and say, okay, did Kyle Shanahan stick it to the Falcons again?
It's a guy who's from the town, Jarvis. And I think that's one thing, if you look at this draft and you look at the way that fans are going to look at this, they're going to look at this as the draft that they didn't get Javon Kinlaw, but they could look at it as the draft where they remade their secondary in a division that has remade its quarterback lineup. You obviously know what happened with Tampa Bay getting Tom Brady in the offseason. You know what happened with Carolina getting rid of Cam Newton, bringing in Teddy Bridgewater. And, of course, everybody here knows about what Drew Brees can bring to the table. There have been some people who thought that the Falcons would try to build or rebuild their defense from front to back. Obviously, the signing of Dante Fowler reasons that. I'm still kind of stunned, though, that for as many calls as the Falcons seem to make, and Ian Rappaport seemed to at least indicate when he put his latest report on Twitter that no one seemed to be calling teams more than the Atlanta Falcons, this is kind of one where I look at this and I say, the Falcons tried, but they just could not find a dancing partner.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny that you said it, because like you said, all of I called it a lot of smoke screen, because that was thrown out there, and it just seemed like, especially like the Jay Glazer report, oh, the Falcons tried to jump up and get into that number two slot. Yeah, and I tried to holler at J-Lo when I saw her on MTV back 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you.
Okay.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, okay, you can say what you tried to do, but did you really try? I think that when you look at what A.J. Terrell is and what he does for the Falcons, I think that on paper, it looks like a good move, because you have Kendall Sheffield as a guy who can bump down inside and play the nickel corner as well. I think that's why you look at this move and say, okay, you go out and get that third guy, because we all know the nickel defense is the Falcons' base defense. They're between 60 to 70% of the time
of the 2020 draft.
We have another pick coming in here.
With
really
the 24th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Cesar Ruiz, center, Michigan.
Cesar Ruiz, the former Michigan center, goes 24th overall to the New Orleans Saints. While we were in break, the LA Chargers went number 23 overall, and they took somebody who many thought was on the Falcons' watch list, and that is the linebacker of Oklahoma, Kenneth Murray. They got that pick from the New England Patriots, who, surprise, surprise, the New England Patriots trading down, guys. That's one, if you look at that and you say, oh my goodness, we're not surprised by that, because the Patriots have made a living trying to do that. This is one where I think this is the center of the future for the New Orleans Saints. You get somebody here maybe who could protect Drew Brees here at the end of his career. And you also look at this from the standpoint of they get a generational type lineman who obviously has a Big Ten pedigree. He's on the second tier of the guys who were kind of in that top four, Jarvis, but he's somebody who obviously has the build and looks the part.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you have to look at and say, okay, how do we extend Drew Brees' career for as long as he wants to stay here? Let's go get somebody that can protect him up the middle, because I've said this time and time again, when you look at what Tom Brady and Drew Brees don't like, what they're
I think we lost Jarvis's connection there, but we will get him back on with us. And that is obviously something that you look at with this particular pick, in the fact that, you know, these teams in this division have very stout middles. You think about Carolina, you think about Tampa Bay, they have very stout middles. And you think about, obviously, Grady Jarrett with the Atlanta Falcons, very much up the middle built. I just don't know, guys, if you're the Falcons right now and you had a potential set of targets going into this draft, you probably thought Chase Young was out of reach. You probably thought C.J. Henderson, at the beginning of the whole draft process, could have worked out for you. Could have been somebody who could have fallen back into your, purview. But now it almost seems like there is a scenario now with the Falcons where it was like, look, they felt pretty comfortable with the kind of guys they had on their board, and that to me, as we almost look at this from, you know, what they didn't get versus what they did get. My whole thing is, if you're the Falcons, did you satisfy a need? Did you get yourself a starter? That was the goal for round one. I think that is absolutely the case. They did get somebody who was in need.
Yeah, I mean, they did satisfy a need. I just think now what a lot of people are having concerns about, I got a chance to talk to Brian McFadden before I came on. And when you talk about what they're able to do with AJ Terrell, and they got a guy that they feel the need. You know, when you lose a guy like Desmond Trufant, you have to replace him in some manner. And I think that you have a guy in Isaiah Oliver that you don't feel that can fulfill that need right now. It's because you have a Kendall Sheffield, you have Isaiah Oliver, and now you have a guy in AJ Terrell. So you stick him on the outside. You push Kendall Sheffield down inside, or do you go with a veteran like a Bleedy Ray Wilson on the other side in place of Isaiah Oliver? So those are some of the things that I started to think about as far as, okay, now how they're going to place these guys. Or is AJ Terrell a guy who you can lock in as a starter? Because a lot of guys didn't have him as that high, going that high. If you look at what the rankings of those guys at that position.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft, brought to you by the folks at Twin Peaks. Willie P, Jarvis Davis here with you. We're taking you until 2 a.m., so we'll take you here until the balance of the first round draft is over. We would love to take your thoughts on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, is how you get in touch with us. Also on Twitter, at Willie P. Style. Also, Jarvis is on Twitter, at JarvisD90, the radio station at 929 The Game. We have a trade, and it's a team that's traded before in this opening round. The San Francisco 49ers, who traded ceremoniously back from the number 13 spot to the 14th spot, basically swap picks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in order to take the guy who, again, who was on many Falcons fans' wish list, and Javon Kinlaw. They have gotten back into the first round, taking the number 25 pick away from the Minnesota Vikings. We'll get the term for that deal for you here in just a moment. But how do you feel about what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have done here, Jarvis? Because not only do they, in the eyes of Falcon fans, feel like they've kind of slayed the dragon once again, but John Lynch continues to play chess where it seems like a lot of other people are playing checkers.
Yeah, man, when you think about it, how those guys are putting in that work, man, like, they are just the rich getting richer when it comes, when I think about the 49ers. When you talk about got a guy like Joey Bosa, and you got a guy like Solomon Thomas, who they drafted in the top five not too long ago. You have all these defensive linemen. They traded away DeForest Buckner to the Indianapolis Colts, and they just essentially replaced him with Javon Kinlaw. So when you think about all those things, all these linemen, they just have a wealth of linemen.
Here comes the 49ers pick.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 25th pick to the San Francisco 49ers. With the 25th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State. All right, Daniel Jeremiah.
And the biggest thing about this pick is the wingspan of Brandon Ayuk. 81-inch wingspan. It's the longest wingspan of any player under 6 foot in combine history. He's out of Reno, Nevada, basically played his final two seasons of college football in the Pac-12 at Arizona State. Somebody who was, again, I think more of a specimen for San Francisco to play kind of inside that, maybe possibly a slot. Although you might be able to put him on the outside and take the top off the defense. This is, I think, for a lot of people, Jarvis, when you saw the Niners go back to 14, a lot of people thought they would take one of the wide receivers on the board, but now they get their wide receiver with the former Sun Devil.
You know what? I actually thought I was right there with you. I think it was going to be a run on wide receivers because, you know, the Broncos, they were definitely going wide receiver because they need wide receiver help like yesterday. So that's why I was kind of thinking in my back of my mind, I was like, okay, San Fran could go Kinlaw, but they need a wide receiver badly when you have a guy like Emmanuel Sanders lead, who had an excellent rapport with Jimmy Garoppolo. You would just think that they would go ahead and try to replace that and get Jimmy Garoppolo some weapons so he can be successful.
More reaction to the Falcons pick, and also we'll give you a full breakdown of what we've seen so far in the opening round of the NFL Draft. With Jarvis Davis, I'm Will Polonchik. You're listening to the 2020 NFL Draft on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and on the radio.com app, brought to you by Twin Peaks.